your finances on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Hello, fellow traders. This is Dr. Paula, coming to you from 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. It is July 20th, 2025. Okay, so we've got a little bit of housekeeping we have to take care of here first. For those of you that are listening, we are in the process of moving my website over to another provider. We will not be online as of the end of July 31st, 2025. With GoDaddy, we're going to a different provider, as I mentioned. I don't think we'll be completely off the internet, but I'm just letting you know, if you don't find me or it says website not found, that doesn't mean I'm out of business. It's just, it might take the new developer another week after the 31st of July to get us up and running. Probably not, but just in case. All right. So we're not going out of business. We're just changing providers, and it kind of happened rather quickly. We're doing the best we can. So just, in the meantime, you can still get a hold of me at my email, inquiry@paulatweb.com. My phone number is 760-636-4290, which is the office, and my cell number, which is 442-256-0548. All right? So just, it's okay. We're still here. We're just getting a bigger and better and brighter, super cool looking website. So I'm really excited about that. Okay. So, for those of you that have written in after listening to Larry Pesavental's show and my segment on there, thank you. And with response to your questions as to where to find the latest edition of The Disciplined Trader, because I mentioned on Larry's show that the new edition is out, and it is the 53rd printing of my book, and I'm so excited about that. Thank you all for buying a copy. And they also wanted to know where they could get a hold of Larry's book, Trade What You See. All of our books, all of Larry's books, are on Amazon, and just, you know, type in our names or the book titles, and you will find them there for sale on Amazon. So thank you for that, and keep me posted on how you like the updated edition and how you like Larry's books. Okay? All right, moving on, we're going to talk a little bit more about AI. And I know in previous shows, I've spent a couple weeks on about crypto, and now the AI is kind of at the forefront of things. And one of the things I want to keep reminding you folks is, as I think I mentioned in a previous show recently, I have had to go to YouTube and have taken down a number of AI-generated videos claiming to be our books. They are not our books. They are AI-generated. The material that is voiced claiming to be our books is not our material because it's AI-generated. It's not a live narration. This is a computer program that I don't know if somebody spoke into the AI program. I don't know if they scanned it into the AI program or they just gleaned it off the internet. Because there's a lot of wrong and inaccurate and fake news on the internet. Now, I know everybody agrees with that, but you know, you traders still go on the internet to look for free materials, thinking that this is the gospel truth. And I just pulled down, I can't tell you how many websites in the past 2 weeks that were completely not our material and completely AI generated. Now, this is not just happening to me. And, you know, in the Desert Sun, or excuse me, the USA Today, several days ago, there was an article about how Elon Musk's, Grok AI, well, he had to go out on the news and apologize because his own Grok AI chat box feature went on the internet and just started posting really nasty, bigoted comments about certain races and religions, and unbeknownst to Elon Musk. So the point I'm trying to get at here, folks, is that AI is not intelligent, okay? It's a computer program that, and we don't know where that computer program got any of their information. It doesn't necessarily have to have been coded by a live person. It could just be a program that just searches the internet and picks up, let's say, Mark Douglas, Elon Musk, President Trump, Senator Biden, you know, whoever, you know, race car drivers, basketball champions, you know. What I'm saying is that AI, it's artificial. Okay, it's artificial. That is the first word of the title, artificial intelligence. So what's the definition of artificial? Not real, right? Artificial. Look at artificial sweeteners, Sweet and Low. That was the be-all and end-all for how many decades? And it turns out it gives you cancer. It's fake sweetener. All right, so just you got to think, folks. And this is what I keep bringing up, is that you have to think for yourself. Now, you know, if somebody's going to go on online and they're going to read something about us or our material or anybody's materials, but of course I'm focusing on my office, not anybody else's office, because I don't speak for anybody else, just for me. You know, the bottom line is, if you're going to go on the internet and look for free stuff or AI generated stuff, then that's on you if you lose money in the markets. I'm sorry that may happen, because 9 times out of 10, folks, that's what happens. So, you know, the old saying, you get what you pay for, rings true here, even more so today. So even Elon Musk, with all his money and all his coders and all the intelligent people that work for him, his own AI feature screwed up big time. And it just left, you know, a really, really bad taste in a lot of people's mouths about it. And so now, you know, he's unveiling new versions of it. And, you know, we'll see what that's going to come up with. So, you know, guys, you really have to be careful about what it is you're reading on the internet. All right? Now, another article in the New York Post the other day, OpenAI, they're you know, rolled out their latest feature. And here's the scary part about this one. It works by accessing the internet through its own browser, and it can click, scroll, and type, allegedly, just like a person can. But what it does is it uses automated tasks to create and complete online shopping, to create spreadsheets, PowerPoint presentations. So let's say, so what's going to stop this OpenAI from generating fake spreadsheets or doing online shopping and attributing it to your bank account? And this is a real and present danger here, folks. So you want to start using AI in your trading to create your spreadsheets? Number one, that means you're really lazy. If you can't create your own spreadsheets to keep track of your own trades, then you shouldn't be trading. We're not talking about Excel, where you have to input the data. We're talking about using an artificial intelligence program, and I'm using those words loosely. You are giving your data to some other program to to create a spreadsheet. And that's not what Excel does. With Excel and all the other accounting programs, you're actually putting in your data on a spreadsheet. And all that does is align it up in your columns that you create, and you print it out and you save it for your accountant. So don't think that any kind of AI is going to make your life more simple. Because I'll tell you right now, there would be no way I would give any of my personal data to a program to put it together the way the program thinks it should be fit. And also, these programs are saving everything in the cloud. There's no way. No way. You think I'm going to give my bank accounts, my trading account, you know, my assets, my liabilities, my debt, whatever, you know, all my expenses? Do you think I'm going to give that to AI so they can save it somewhere in the cloud? You got to be insane to do that. So you want to talk about keeping your money safe. You want to talk about growing your equity as a trader. Then you need to attach yourself to the very money you're attempting to grow, and not blithely give your account data to some computer program. Now, I'm being kind of abrupt here today, guys, because I've already had two guys just in this last week that called me up that are using some sort of AI program, and all of their trading information, poof, it's gone. And so was their trading account. So here we go with crypto problems all over again with the AI. Now, I'm not a doom and gloomer. All I'm telling you folks is use your head. Start thinking for yourself. Why are you being so reticent to do the work to attach yourself, to connect to your own money that you want to grow? I know exactly how much I have in every single account, my trading account, my savings account, my checking account, my CDs. I know exactly how much I have every week, because I'm connected to my money, and that's how I grow my money. And that's why year in and year out, every year I make more money than I did the year before. And you're not going to be able to do that when you give up everything to some computer program that you don't even know what they're going to do with it. All right? So that's my little, that's my sermon for today. And we'll be back in a moment. The next thing we're going to talk about today, and it's not necessarily about trading, but for those of you in the industry that do monetize on YouTube, there's some trouble coming down the pike for YouTube. People who post and pay to be on YouTube, such as, you know, large corporations, they are finding now that YouTube is, they're running big name ads with pirated videos. And this is, you know, egregious in terms of copyrights, but more so because YouTube is getting monetized by running these pirated videos big time. But the people who are running the ads are not getting a piece of that pie. So obviously, you know, they're flagrantly pirating videos with ads for politicians, corporate giants like JP Morgan, General Motors, Pizza Hut, and raking in billions of dollars. Now, you know, like for instance, they ran an ad for a political campaign, and they added a pirated version of Tom Cruise's movie. Well, it wasn't his movie, but the movie Top Gun. Okay. So the point I'm getting at is that one of these big corporations contacted YouTube, and he said, hey, you know, you can't use these pirated videos on the ads that we are paying for or on our posts that we are attempting to get monetized for because it's on the back end. And so, you know, he raised it, and this has been going on for a couple of years now. And, you know, they're mostly doing it on foreign language, but even still, just one of these foreign channels, one ad alone, YouTube collected $300,000, but didn't pay the original poster for any of the monetization. So here we go again, folks, with, you know, this is not exactly cool. So if you are on YouTube and you have a channel that's being monetized, I strongly suggest that you pay attention and you go to other language channels where your ad may be posted, and you check and see if they're running your ad, but with a foreign language pirated video with your ad, because you're not getting, because you won't be getting monetized for that. So again, guys, you know, for those of you that use YouTube to sell your system or promote your services, this is where you have to learn how to think like a business person. You have to learn how to think about how much control you have over your social media and what you're posting. And you need to check and see, you know, what is your monetization? Is it going up? Is it remaining static? Has it gone down? And you need to check other YouTube countries' videos. All right. Now, I do this all the time with our books. I'll go on Amazon Germany, Amazon India, Amazon Spain, Amazon Portugal, Amazon Brazil. Absolutely. Now, so far, it hasn't been too bad, but I have caught a number of our books that were completely printed, you know, in foreign language. You know, I've got them pulled. So, but the point is that, you know, our first two books are translated into 15 languages. So these pirated copies, you know, that dips into my royalties. So you want to be on social media. Hey, that's great. But you better be on top of that. Just like you're on top of your trading account, hopefully. Okay, I guess I shouldn't really make that analogy, since most of the people that work with me are not on top of their trading account. I'm going to say at least 75-80% of every single one of you that work with me do not keep track of your trades in terms of how much you're in the red or how much you're in the black. Most of you don't even look at your account except, you know, maybe once every couple months, you know, unless you get a margin call. So my point being is, folks, that we're heading into this whole AI generation, and I'm going to get into crypto in a second, but you know, you need to be ever more aware of what is going on with big business, with social media, so you can make informed decisions about how you need to promote yourself or how you need to protect yourself. This is just common sense, folks. And this has everything to do with your trading. Because let's say you're not on social media or you're not selling anything, you're just a trader. So if you're going to go on social media and search for information that's going to benefit your trading, you better darn well make sure that it's not AI generated. Because you could be in a world of hurt financially. I look at this stuff at least once a week, the AI generated stuff, and it's a bunch of junk. Oh, it might have a familiar book title or a familiar book cover, but the AI-generated voice, I'll listen to it for 5 minutes and I'll say, that's not that book. Now, I keep hammering this home to you guys because I really care about you succeeding. But if you continue to go look for free stuff and now start adopting, oh, well, I can get this on AI. Well, you know, then that's on you. And there's not going to be anything I can do to help you fix that. Unfortunately, once you blow up your account more than once and you repeatedly go back to AI or social media instead of buying a real book or contacting the author personally, then now you've set up a closed loop way of thinking that you don't have money to pay for your education as a trader, and you don't believe in yourself. If you truly believed in yourself, you could actually make the kind of money that you dream of as a trader, then you would go and buy a book. I mean, it doesn't have to be a physical book. It could be an electronic book, an ebook, or whatever. You could download it from Amazon. No, but you would buy it knowing that it's authentic. Instead of searching the internet, looking for free stuff, it's, oh, this has 10,000 likes. Oh, this must be real. No, it isn't always real. That's the teaser to bring you in so that you'll buy the person who posted services or their product. They don't know me. They don't know Mark Douglas. I can guarantee you that. So if you find something on the internet and you want to use it, just contact me first and say, hey, is this your stuff? Is this real? And I will tell you yes or no. And as I've mentioned before, there's a lot of our workshop videos, and now they've shortened them down to real short clips because they're trying to get in under the wire. They're trying to get in the back door. And those are almost every single one of those is AI generated. Yeah, that's the AI program has chopped them up into 2 or 3 minute sound bites, and it is not Mark talking. It is not me talking. But so if you want to go and find that and listen to that and download it and think that's us, that's on you. It is not us. And I'm going to, I don't know how many times I have to tell you this. I feel really bad for you when you call me up and you tell me, well, I guess it wasn't really your stuff. And well, I lost my account. I'm ready to divorce me. Yeah, I feel really bad for you. But hey, you did that repeatedly. There's not much I can do to help you. So this is why I'm really pleading with you guys to learn how to think for yourself. That's how you're going to become a consistently successful trader, thinking for yourself. I mean, my goodness, you don't have to be an author to go listen to something AI and say, well, that doesn't really sound 100%. Your own instinct is going to tell you whether something's true or not. However, let me add this caveat. Your own instinct will tell you if it's true or not, or if it's something that you need. But if you are in that closed loop way of thinking, then your ego will not allow you to discount it. Your ego will overrun your common sense and your instinct. And that's when you become a boom and buster. And that's about 70% of all of you guys that I work with. You're boom and busters because you have to be right, but you don't want to pay for your education. And that's your prerogative. That's your prerogative. But don't think that's going to help you grow your equity. So start, give yourself a break. Give yourself permission to think. Truly think.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on a Higher Power.
Okay, folks. All right. So let's go over a little bit here with some of my surveys. Some of you have written in, and as I said previously, the surveys are for you to start being honest with yourself and start thinking for yourself. It's not necessarily for you to write me 10 pages and ask me to comment on that, unless you would like a consulting session. But one of the main themes that I'm seeing in all of these surveys that are sent in to me is the question that I ask, do you feel like a successful person right now? Yes or no? And if not, why not? And be specific. And I'm going to say about 95% of you that respond to this question respond that it's a tough question. And you'll say something like, it depends on how I'm feeling throughout the week or month. It depends on my results. Sometimes I feel I'm successful because the progress I have made with my trading. But since I really don't like my full-time job, it makes me hard to feel successful. Okay, so this is something that is pretty common, folks. So it's nothing unique to one trader over another. And I understand, because when you see the beauty of trading and you step into becoming a trader, but you still work full time because, you know, you have daily expenses that need to be met, which is a very smart thing to do. So do not give up your day job until you become consistently successful as a trader for at least 2 to 3 years. Now, I'm not kidding about this, folks. Okay. It's always nice to have that foundation of knowing you can keep a roof over your head while you're learning how to trade. Now, it's it takes a bit of work, because when you are working at a full-time job, you have to give that job 100% of your focus. And countless numbers of you traders will say, well, you know, I'm trading on my phone while I'm at work. Excuse me? I'm going to tell you right now, if I was your employer and I caught you trading on your phone while you were getting a paycheck from me, I'd fire you on the spot. And that's a fact. I would. Second of all, when you are done with your full-time job, then you can devote 100% of your time to your trading. And let me tell you this with emphasis on this. There is no way you are thinking like a successful trader when you're sneaking trades in during the middle of a workday when you're working for someone else. Number one, you are disrespecting the very business that is paying you to keep a roof over your head, paying you enough where you can fund a trading account. And then you're also disrespecting yourself by thinking, I'm a trader because I'm sneaking this in on my phone. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So you're going to fail at both. Like I said, if it was me, you'd be fired on the spot. I'd say, what are you doing? And you could say, oh, I was just, you know, checking. I'd say, give me your phone. And I would find out that you were trading. And I would say, well, you want to be a trader? Bye. Here's your last paycheck. You're not working for me. You are not focused on the job that I am paying you for. That's disrespectful. And that's outrageous. And that is really not good. So what that means is, if you're willing to do something else outside of your full-time job, meaning trade on the sly, then that means when you're trading, let's say you're doing that full-time, then you're going to be checking your social media, checking your emails, writing a text, because you have no focus. If you can't focus on your daytime job, whether you like it or not, the bottom line is that job is paying you. That job is paying you to be there 100% of the time, mentally and physically. And if you're going to do that at your daytime job, you're going to do that as a trader. And don't kid yourself that you're not going to do it as a trader, because you will. Because you're used to it. Well, it didn't hurt me at my day job. You know, I still got my paycheck. Well, that ain't going to work as a trader. Let me tell you. Trading is the only business, maybe next to race car driving, that you cannot multitask. You cannot multitask as a trader. And you can't multitask at the very job that's giving you a paycheck and do trading on the sly. You're not going to cultivate anything by trading on the sly while you're being disrespectful to the company that's paying you. All you're going to cultivate is a need to be doing something you shouldn't be doing. And that's going to lead you into moving your stops, if you even have stops. That's going to move you into, oh, I don't need rules. Hey, I didn't need rules at my daytime job. Why do I need them as a trader? So this will be a self-fulfilling prophecy that you will be consistent at not getting anything done. You will be consistent at not achieving your goals. And eventually, your boss is going to find out that you're not giving it 100%, and you will be let go. Again, it doesn't matter whether you like your daytime job right now or not. The bottom line is, it is paying your bills. You have plenty of time to learn how to trade, and you're not going to do that when you're trying to, you know, slip it in on your lunch break, or, I'll be back in a minute. I got to run, you know, go get a pack of cigarettes. And then you're out in the parking lot in your car, you know, trying to get a trade on. That's absolutely unprofessional, and you will never make it as a trader doing that. And you guys know who I'm talking about, because I busted your chops a little more rough than I am here today on the show, because, you know, it was one-on-one with you guys. But I'm going to tell you, you know, if you're not proud of your full-time job, then get a different full-time job to pay your bills while you're learning how to trade. What does it matter what your full-time job is? You know, as Martin Luther King always said, If you sweep the streets, be the best street sweeper you can be. If you dig ditches, dig the best ditch you can. I mean, come on, folks. It doesn't matter what you do to keep a roof over your head until you learn how to trade. I wasn't always able to trade. You know, I had to work my way up. My first job working on the exchange, I made $10,000 a year. Was I proud of that? No. I had a part-time job just to pay the rent. And then after a couple of years, I got some raises, got some experience under my belt. And then I took a job on the trading floor, and there I was, back to square one. I got paid hardly anything. Kept that second job, man, while I learned how to trade. I didn't care. I had a roof over my head. My second job was in a retail store, so I got a 30% allowance for any clothes I bought. And in the meantime, I was hanging out with the best and the worst of floor traders. I learned all their trading systems. They were nice to me, and I learned how to trade. And when I finally started making enough money, I quit the second job, but I still kept the full-time job, meaning working on the trading floor as a phone clerk. There's no shame in any job you do if it meets your financial needs while you are learning how to become a trader, a successful trader. When you respect the job that is paying you, no matter how large or small the salary is, when you respect that job and you give it 100%, then when you eventually become a full-time trader, you will give your trading 100%. So, you know, stop convincing yourself that, oh, everything's going to be better once I become a trader. Oh, I hate this job, but I love trading, and I'm going to be really good at that. And meanwhile, you're not even working at your full-time job 100%. So you've convinced yourself now that you don't have to do that when you become stronger. And that's absolutely false. And I don't care what anybody else says on the internet. And I know there's quite a few people out there saying, well, you don't hate your job, don't worry about it. Because once you become a trader, that's all going to go away. That's a bunch of hooey. It will not go away. It'll only manifest larger and more financially devastating. Now, you want to live in abundance? Then start believing in abundance. And abundance means being happy with the fact that your financial needs are being met right now with your full-time day job. That you have a trading account, that you can learn how to trade while you still have a roof over your head. And you don't have the stress of meeting those needs, those financial needs, just with your trading. That's beautiful. Because it won't always be that way. It's just for right now. So be respectful to your full-time job, whether you like it or not. Turn it around. Say, hey, I love this job because it's allowing me to learn how to trade. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And we'll be right back. Okay, so, you know, we're going over some tough stuff here, guys. I know it's not necessarily what you want to hear, but it is what you need to hear. And this is what I do. All right. It really makes me sad when traders call me up and they're stuck in this loop of thinking that, okay, if only I can start trading full time, then I wouldn't need this job that I don't like. It's like putting the cart before the horse when you think like that. Now, I'm not going to say you should be grateful for the job that you have that pays your bills, because I understand that. I didn't necessarily like, you know, some of the jobs I've had before I became a trader. But I also knew that those jobs didn't matter. They were just stepping stones. And for some reason in today's world, people seem to have forgotten that. Just because you have a job that you don't necessarily care for right now, or you're tired of, or you're sick of, whatever you know the deal is with your job, you know, and you found out that you really want to be a trader, which seems exciting and new and fresh, and oh, then I don't have a boss. You know, you seem to think that it's going to be a piece of cake just to step into trading when all you're doing is complaining about the very job that is keeping a roof over your head. And you don't even see the contradiction there. I'm going to tell you right now, when I started working at the exchange, you know, making $10,000 a year, and yes, this was a long time ago, but still, it was barely enough to make my monthly nut. And so then I got a second part-time job, like 4 afternoons out of the week. And, you know, then I was very comfortable. And I was grateful for that. I really was. So I learned how the exchanges worked from the inside out for 3 or 4 years. Still the whole time had a second job. And I'll be honest with you, the second job, I met a lot of friends. Met a lot of people who became my friends, my lifelong friends. And then when I decided to work as a phone clerk on the trading floor to learn how to trade, I kept that second job. I kept that second job because I didn't want the stress of having just to trade or just to have that salary as a phone clerk to be my only means of income. That would have been stupid to me. So I was like, yeah, I got two jobs before I make enough money as a trader consistently. That was common sense, okay? Common sense. So I'm not saying I didn't like the part-time job. I would rather not have had it, but I needed to have it financially. So you do what needs to be done. I wanted to have X amount of dollars to open a trading account, and that second job was what funded the trading account. So I don't see what the problem is with everybody calling up, I hate my job, and, you know, oh, I'm doing this, you know, I'll go on break and I'll, you know, put on my trades and, you know, and then the boss called me and I had to close up my phone and I lost money because I couldn't get out because I had to go back to work. Come on, folks. Are you serious? That's insane. And then you think you're going to make money, enough money trading like that to start trading full time? I it's just beyond belief. And so start thinking like a professional, okay? Whatever job you're in right now is a stepping stone to you paying your bills, putting aside enough money to keep growing your trading account, and then only trading after your work day is done. And if that means you have to be a mechanical trader, get up a little earlier in the morning, put on your trades, put in your stops, and go to your job, then do it. Do it. Start having some consistency. Start approaching your trading like a real trader, not someone trying to sneak in the back door and not someone trying to hide something from their boss. Come on. You're better than this. You're better than this. And then on the survey, when I ask you, what were you taught about money and success? My goodness, how many of you say, oh, well, I really don't know. I don't know. You know, I know you have to, you know, earn money through, you know, X amount of hours. You know, you work hard, you get ahead. But you don't take it any further than that. So if you were at a party and somebody said to you, what does money mean to you? What would you say? Right off the top of your head. Right now, folks, what are you thinking right now? If I came up to you right now at a party and said, what does money mean to you? You'd probably stare at me and say, what do you mean maybe? Or you'd hem and haw and you'd say, well, money means money is good. Yes, money is good. So ask me, what does money mean to me? Money means love. Money means giving back. Money means freedom to do whatever I want. However, I know what I want to do with all my money. And very few of you traders do. Let's say you made $1 million in the markets tomorrow. What would you do with that $1 million? And I ask this all the time in my workshops. And I get blank stares from the audience. And so what do you mean by that? Okay. I ask you simple questions and you come back and say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, that wouldn't. And I would also say, well, that wouldn't happen with my trading. I say, okay, let's say you made $10,000 tomorrow. What would you do with that $10,000? Well, I wouldn't do anything with that. I'd leave it in my account because there wouldn't be enough to do anything with. Oh my goodness. Folks, we got a lot more work to do here. Okay. A lot more work. And, you know, I'm touching on these things briefly here in the show, but we got some workshops coming up, some webinars. Let me find my list here. Where did it go? Okay. Okay. So we've got a webinar on our certification program on September 13th. We've got a life coaching webinar on October 11th. We've got our Dress for Trading Success on November 1st. And we've got our Disciplined Trader on October 3rd through 5th. And that is live only. Now, as I said at the beginning of the show, we're working on our new website. If you don't, in a couple weeks, if you don't see the website, do not panic. I am still here. We're just going to another provider. But you can still reach me at 760-636-4290, inquiry@paulatweb.com. And the cell number is 442-256-0548. So hang tight. Have a great week. Make a lot of money trading, whatever that word means to you. And I wish you well, and God bless.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.